This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The pressure for Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko to step down continues after thousands of protesters flooded the country's capital Sunday. As many as 200,000 marched, far outnumbering the crowd of supporters who also marched. They were also supported by demonstrators in Prague. The protests have been a constant after a presidential election that gave him over 80% of the vote amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. Many residents have been hoping for a regime change since Lukashenko has ruled Belarus since 1994. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says the European Union should support opposition demonstrators in Belarus. EU leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus. The summit was called by the EU Council President after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally, who has ruled Belarus for 26 years. New Zealand's general election due next month has been postponed for 4 weeks because of a spike in coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the new date of October 17th gives parties the opportunity to plan their campaigns around any COVID-19 restrictions. The prime minister has been under increasing pressure to delay the September election. Most campaigning has been halted by a spike in coronavirus cases in Auckland, which is under a 2-week lockdown. More than 774,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19. In the United States, it's more than 170,000. There are well over 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S. making up more than 5.4 million and Brazil and India together making up nearly 6 million. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has found a new doctor for his coronavirus task force. Dr. Scott Atlas has joined the White House as a pandemic advisor. Atlas, the former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical, has no expertise in public health or infectious diseases. But he has long been a critic of coronavirus lockdowns and has campaigned for children to return to schools. The leader of Australia's New South Wales state apologized Monday for failing to stop people carrying the new coronavirus from disembarking from a cruise ship in Sydney in March, triggering what was, at the time, Australia's worst outbreak. The apology for the government's poor handling of the outbreak aboard the Ruby Princess came as the number of deaths from a second wave of infection in Victoria state hit a record. Australia has reported more than 23,000 COVID-19 cases, more than 400 deaths, far fewer than many other developed nations, but missteps in the handling of the Ruby Princess and possibly also with a hotel quarantine in Victoria have proven costly. Cruise ship passengers had temperature checks and took COVID-19 tests Sunday so they could set sail on what is being billed as the first Mediterranean cruise after Italy's pandemic lockdown. The cruise ship company MSC has made the procedures for crew as well as passengers part of its new health and safety protocol. The MSC Grandiosa departed from the port of Genoa Sunday evening for a 7-night cruise. Earlier this month, the Italian government gave its approval for cruise ships to depart from Italian ports. The cruise around the Western Mediterranean was limited to 70% capacity, but MSC has declined to say how many passengers were on board. The death toll from Sunday's attack and subsequent hours-long siege at a beachfront hotel in Somalia has risen to at least 15. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. Officials and witnesses told VOA Somalia that just before 6 p.m. local time, a suicide car bomb exploded outside the elite hotel at Mogadishu's popular Lido Beach, and moments later, 4 armed gunmen stormed the hotel. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Information said all 4 of the attackers were shot dead. U.S. Democrats are opening their national convention Monday, a 4-day virtual affair with delegates and speakers scattered across the country. Plans call for former Vice President Joe Biden to accept the Democratic Party's presidential nomination Thursday night. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to accept his Republican nomination for a second term a week later. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.